Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. Yay! And we have with us tonight, I don't want to call you, I mean, you are a special guest, but you're not really a guest anymore. You've been on quite a few times, Marilyn, and I'm so glad you came back. But Marilyn Dye, really excited to have you back.
Hello. And you call
It's
her
good to
like
be here.
the co-host, co-co-host, or the
Co-co-co-ho.
co-co-host.
I mean, we've been talking. I've been kept thinking about having you back on because it's been a while since you've been on. And then we
I
just
think
happened to
so.
be, we had a meeting this week and we were talking, and it was just like stirring up some really cool conversation. And it's like, Marilyn, you have met, we need to do this on the show. We need to do this talk. But it's so
One
funny.
word.
Yeah, now we're trying to remember what we were talking about. So,
It'll all come back once you
it
start
will.
talking
It
about
will. Yeah. I remember there was one word, and that was so hopefully it brings it back. So, but yeah, before we get started, Tracy, is there anything new or anything, or you have
anything
announcements to make?
interesting.
That's what it is.
Well,
And thank you, Tiffany. We have Tiffany here.
yeah, we have Tiffany. Tiffany's gonna be watching that chat room for everybody. If you're listening to the show and you're watching it on Facebook Live, please click on the video and open it to its full screen. More likely to be able to get your questions that way. If you would like to ask a question, should we do the hearts this time? Put
Yes, let's
little
do
heart emojis and Tiffany's name and heart emoji, and she'll know you want to ask a question. It'll help her find your question on the lineup. And if you're watching it on YouTube Live, please make sure it's mine. I'm just kidding.
No.
No.
Fine. You guys, this is so funny because we are like neck and neck all the time. It's our friendly competition we have going on here.
Is. We'll go look at where the audience is coming from, and we're always like right there, like within a couple of each other. So it's been a friendly competition to see who wins every week. Who got more? So definitely go to mine. Anyways, so as we get started with this, tell everybody where you're from. And Tiffany's going to come on in a minute and do the shout out of where everybody's from. So please put that on there. And that is because, Julia, why do we want
Yeah, because you are lighting up your spot on the grid, and what a cool thing that is. We want to know, I mean, you need to know where all we are, that, and it's very important that we are lighting up the grid, but then it's also very important that you see you're not alone out there. We're not alone, and sometimes we feel like we're alone. And so that's really important. Also, I get a high. I love to see everywhere you're coming from.
You just never know what she's going to say. Anyways, our grid right here, we have Julia in Arkansas. I'm in Oregon. Marilyn's in Vancouver, Canada. Did I get that right? And then Tiffany is in Texas. So,
Austin,
yeah,
Texas.
Austin, Texas. So there's part of the grid. You can just in your mind, you can sit there and connect some dots. It's really cool. And so that's kind of what we're getting that visual of
You
is
were to
we're.
draw a picture.
Yeah. Oh.
What that mean?
What is that picture?
A stick figure swan.
We're the swans. Yes, it is kind of swan-like.
Yeah,
I'll give you
we'll take it. We'll take that stick figure swan.
that.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be the new name of a show or something. But I see a bunch of names are coming on here. I was telling Julia that what I listened to so far on the energy of this week is that it's kind of the same as last week. We're still in that same astrology soup of last week where we're getting very clear about what it is we want, what's not working, what's working. We're getting clear on the steps it's going to take to move us in that direction. It's really interesting because I've had a lot of confirmation with you're going to get your cycles coming back around, right? Like you're noticing this is showing up again and you're being asked to do something different. Do something different so that it will change. And I've been getting to talk to a lot of different people this week, and they're like, because I had talked about this on my YouTube channel. And they're going, oh my gosh, that thing you were talking about on your channel, that's been happening. And so I tried something different. And like, it's a game changer. And it was really exciting to hear some of the stories about how people have been, like someone shared that they normally would be a little bit more passive and they stood up for themselves this last week and it changed everything, all the whole outcome in a very good way for them. And
Wonderful.
just standing up for themselves, it shifted everything. And it's so that's kind of what we're going through. It's like, what's showing up for you? What seems familiar? Like you're going through that again. And, how could you do it different? And get a little change in there. Should we
Yeah,
bring
that's
in
cool.
Tiffany? All right, Tiffany, would you like to tell us where everybody's from?
Sure. Good evening. We have California, Minnesota, another California, Norway, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Montana, Miami Beach, Wisconsin, couple Canadas, Pennsylvania, Nebraska, Maine, Illinois, South Australia, Germany, San Francisco, Hot Springs, Arkansas. You got a friend. Arkansas in the
Yay.
Massachusetts, Virginia, Nebraska, Ireland, Florida again, New Zealand, Romania, New Mexico, Tucson, Maryland, Colorado, Washington, Oregon. You got an Oregon friend.
Okay. So wait, what's
Connecticut,
next? Hey, Marilyn, this
Kansas.
is what you got to do when Canada comes up. You get to do that.
Oh,
You're
okay.
just
Well,
representing
we
all
had
of
a
Canada.
Canada. We had a Canada.
Yeah. So we
Yep.
got like
Delaware,
five nations.
Australia, New Mexico, Puerto Rico.
Nice. See why I get so high on
Oh, that? I mean, that's so we found
cool.
my Texas friend. Hi, Sherry.
That's funny.
Wonderful. Thank you all. Thank you so much for being here, and that is fantastic. Do you see where you're all from? That is so cool. Now let's draw a picture.
Now we've got a really deformed swan. Our swan's it expanded. Now it's maybe more like a porcupine's swan.
It might be, or like an actual grid.
It could be.
Wish I could see this.
I know, wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
I don't see any. I don't see it either. I wish it was. I wish
Yeah.
we would. I think we said that maybe down Wouldn't
the
it
road
be
we'll
fun
have like
to
a
have a
map
map
that
that would
pops up
light
with
up?
all the ping
Yeah.
pings.
That'd be cool. Yeah. All right. Today's topic, would you like to announce it?
Yeah, I mean, okay, the word I remember is discernment. So what were we talking about, Marilyn?
I'm not too sure what brought this on, but yeah, I sort of interjected about how I'm getting to the point where I'm feeling that, collectively we are all being tested. Our discernment is being tested, and how, I like to look at everything because, my clients come in and they talk about different things. I like to be somewhat aware of what they're talking about. I'm not always, but somewhat aware. And so, I look at both sides of a lot of things, and I've come to the conclusion that it's all, I'm using my discernment. We think one side is the
I
truth and one
remember
side is the
now.
lie, but
Yes.
there, yeah, it's
Yes.
all, I can't find truth, reliable truth on either side. So I was saying about how I really feel that this is like a test for us to develop our discernment because we're going to need it. And I remember, reading Barbara Marciniak's books in the mid 90s, I guess it was, and they were talking about the peas. They were talking about the need for discernment, and they were talking. I remember them in the book. They would say, and don't hang your hat on this person or that person, and don't believe what we're saying. use your discernment.
Yes.
So I
Yes.
think it's really important. Yeah. And that ties into so much the whole polarity thing and what does that mean? So, yeah.
So, do you think, okay, something just came in because it was like, what I was thinking when you said that was, you were trying to find truth and everything. And
Yeah.
remember, my truth may not be your truth, yours may not be mine, and might not be Tracy's or Tiffany's. It's like,
Yeah.
so it's like when you're looking for the truth, it's you're looking for your truth. Would that be so? And if you weren't finding your truth in there, then it's like it just doesn't resonate with you. It doesn't. Is
Yeah.
that what?
Yeah, that's part of it, but because like okay, you'll find your truth, okay? And then, maybe tomorrow or maybe in a couple of weeks, all of a sudden it's like, well, no, that doesn't look so true anymore. So then you find another truth, and then and it's sometimes you're bouncing around, and that's okay to do that, and that's using your discernment. But I've come to the conclusion that there is no truth, which is really I swear.
Yeah, and that's where we were going, because it's like, we say it's all an illusion. So if it's all an illusion, then maybe that's what that means. It's nothing is
Well,
absolute and real.
yeah, it's this whole polarity thing that we are, this part of the game that we've come here to play. And of course, we forget the plan when we get here, but we've got this polarity thing going on, which is something that I think, which is another big project we're working on, I think. I don't know. How do you feel about that?
I know. Yeah.
Well, again, it goes back to what's real,
Yeah.
maybe that's what we're doing,
Yeah.
or
So,
what's true for you, because it could be what you're working on, but it might not be what somebody else is. I don't
yeah.
know. I mean, I think we were, because they keep saying this is a planet of polarity, but I feel like that didn't that shift also with several other things?
Well, I think, well, for me anyway, I think it's part of the process of finding oneness. And when you finally not just understand oneness, but really know it, I think that is when, polarity isn't going to have such a big impact in your life. And I don't know. I don't know if other people would feel this way, but I almost feel like when in that moment, when you really know and feel and it you it's and it's a hard concept to get oneness, but in that moment, whenever you do that, that's like the shift. This is what I'm wondering. Is that the shift we're talking about that is going to shift us into another dimension or reality or whatever it's going to be? Yeah, the new earth. Yeah.
Well, I it's a personal it's personal. Each and every person is going to do it their
Yeah.
own way, and it makes sense that it would be
Yeah.
something like
Yeah.
that. It's going to be you shifting your own consciousness, your own
Yeah.
whatever, so that you see things differently. You see things. I mean, that makes sense to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, this is just stuff that's been running around in my head for a while. But it's really cool when your client goes to the void, eh? And they're just being, and you ask them, do you sense anything beyond yourself? And it's like, or do you sense where you end and something else begins? And they it's all me. That is so cool. I haven't experienced that yet, but that is so cool. I think that is like, one step. Okay. You're doing that person is one step ahead, and they can hang on to what that felt like. That's a big bonus. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's cool. I think the closest I've had to that is where I went. This is like a person, like you said, you hadn't experienced that yet, and I was going to ask Tracy if she's experienced that, or you've experienced the void or the
Avoid, yeah.
void. Okay.
Going beyond, like if you just keep expanding yourself and expanding yourself, You go into space, you go into the universe, you go into the multiverse. And then when you know, like we can't comprehend what's beyond that multiverse, right? And other than other multiverses. And then you go beyond that. And then it's like this, it's one of the most peaceful places you can be. And because we experience, I think, so much stimulation here, it's just nice to be in that. It's like when the power goes out and all those back noises that you don't even realize are going on, everything shuts off and it's so quiet and just dark and quiet. And they create the float tanks to make that, right? But it's an incredible space to be in, and you just become awareness.
I think actually listening to you, Tracy, talk about it, I think I have experienced it once. In I kind of came out of meditation and I didn't, it's like nothing registered. And I felt like, well, I didn't know who I was. Like I knew, and for some reason I thought, okay, and it was very peaceful, but I didn't know who or what I was. And then the thought came, well, I must have a name. And then I dug around and I could figure out the first name. And then I don't know what it is about name thing. We put labels on everything. And then I got into a little bit of a panic because I couldn't remember my last name. And then once I remembered that, then it all came back. But it was a weird kind of a limbo. And I think maybe that's the closest I've ever gotten to it. And what brought me back into this? Fear.
Fear.
Well, there you go.
The dimension of fear.
Brings me right back. But it is really peaceful. And just to be. That's all it was, just to be.
I think we have a hard time with that here because we are in that human condition, right? We do want the names. I don't know how many times people are like, what's the name? What's their name? What's, what star group or what's the angel's name? Or they want a name. We want a name. So we want things to mean things. We want them to have some substance to them. So then when we're just being, it doesn't have to mean anything. We're just awareness. And when you can play with that awareness, just being awareness, then everything that had to have meaning here kind of softens a little bit and is like, oh, it's just an experience. And it changes how that can be received and makes it easier, I think. We're here having experiences and the awareness of those.
I had an interesting, I was just thinking about that when you're talking about the quiet and everything. 2 nights ago, I take my dog out at the end of the night, right before bed, and we go out. And usually I'm in the country, okay? There are country noises. It may not be the same as what city noises, I don't have a bunch of cars and traffic, and I don't hear those kinds of things. But there's insects and there's birds and there are wood noises and things. Even at night, you have night noises. But I went out, and I don't know if it was because I was thinking about this, why is it so quiet? I mean, there was no sound whatsoever, absolutely no sound. And it took a minute to register that there is nothing. I'm just like, oh, it's quiet. And then I kept listening, I was like, no, it's really quiet. There is absolutely no sound whatsoever. And I thought, that's not usual. Even in the wood, I mean, I don't know if it's because it was cool, it was cold. I don't know, but it was just the weirdest thing. And so then after I got over the freaky part, then I'm going, okay, how about we just explore this and embrace it? And then I just kind of, just enjoyed it. I just listened to the nothing. It was wild.
That's so rare, and I'd like to explore that.
Yeah, I wonder if there was more to it than that, because it was like, that's not usual.
Where were you?
I know. I thought I
The
was in
illusion
my
of
front yard.
outside.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I don't think I've ever experienced yet absolutely no sound. But
Yeah.
I get what you mean, like when the power goes out. Yeah, it's like you just go, ah,
Yeah,
you know?
it's like
And then
that,
when it
like,
all comes back on, huh?
yeah,
Oh, power
back
again.
to work. True. Should we check in with Tiffany to see if we have
Yeah, anything going on in there
any
too?
questions?
Just people chatting, no questions.
Okay. All right. Well,
Okay, interesting chat.
they're
They're
saying
just
hi.
agreeing. Yeah, they're saying hi, and then they're agreeing with what you were saying earlier about discernment. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, if
Yeah.
you have any questions, and it doesn't have to be about this topic, it can be in general. You guys know how you do. We're happy to jump
Yeah.
in and just give our viewpoint. And Marilyn's agreed to join us on this.
That's right. Let's tap into Marilyn's mind on some of these topics.
Yeah, I think we kind of got off topic on discernment, but
Oh,
yeah.
this is what we do, Marilyn. This is it goes where it goes. It loop de
You've
loops
had
and
a
goes all over the
breakfast with
place.
us
So we're
before.
right on target. So
Yeah. This is good. But well, if we, you know, if we bring it back to discernment and again looking at as we're out there, as people are starting to wake up and they're starting that journey, we saw a lot of that during 2020, 20 through 2022. A lot of people in that awakening state. There's a lot of videos out there. There's a lot of people channeling. There's a lot of people doing readings and all that type of thing. And I do those kind of things. And when I get clients, I tell them, please use your discernment. And don't, you know, I'm trying to figure this out too. So, you know, if it doesn't feel right, don't hold on to something I said, because I'm trying to find what this person's saying to me, because they're using pictures and feelings, and it's kind of game of charades. So, you know, that's what I like to encourage people. You're listening to a lot of different videos, a lot of different channels, a lot of different things. And, you know, we all have our filters that this information's coming through. So keep that in mind. And if it doesn't feel right, don't take it. It's, you know, use that discernment. Because there's a lot of different, and think about this, there's a lot of different star seed groups here. So what fits for one particular group might not fit for another, like, you know, being a vegetarian versus eating meat. Well, they found that some people need the meat, or they're gonna become anemic and all kinds of other things. It creates health issues. So, you know, you have to do what's right for you. You can't just go, oh, this person over here that I'd like to follow, that you have now put on this pedestal, they do it this way, so I gotta do it this way, and then you're developing health issues. That's not okay. So, you know, that's another thing, is don't put anyone on a pedestal, you know.
So important. Yeah, because as you say, more and more people are channeling now and finding that, you know, their voice, I mean, not necessarily channeling out loud, but they're channeling for themselves. And you know, and that's really the best information, the what you can get yourself. But you know, you find don't you find that when you go to a reader or you listen to a channeler, it's you're there's an energy match there usually, and that's when the information really seems to really click with you. This
Yeah.
is what I find, eh?
Very true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it and there's been times where I've gone and that energy doesn't match, and then it's like, you know, one of the things that happened to me is I got a reading. You know, I used to get readings all the time when I first started doing this. It was just like, you can't get enough. It's so fun to get these other insights and all the things. And then it came to a point where, you know, I had done my practicing and learning and was starting to get my own information pretty good, but I was still liking to get these other readings and get other outside information. What do you get for me? What do you get for me? I got burned on that pretty good because most people are doing that. And I was told, don't do any more readings. It's time for you to start getting your own information. Well, then, somebody was coming along and they read. Oh yeah, you can read me. So signing up for this reading, and then everything that was said in there was not pleasant. It was like, everything that you enjoy is going to be taken away from you or something, basically, and it was all these, and I was so mad at the end of that reading. And I sat down with my group and I was like, why is that what my messages were? Why did I have a reading like that? And they said, because you were giving your power away. So, because I was told to that, you get your own information. You don't need to go outside to get it anymore. And I gave my power away. And I was really excited about that reading and couldn't wait to hear what they had to say about what I should be doing with my life. And so they're like, really? Okay. So they fed me all this stuff that was like, and I'm like, everybody else loved this person. And I just got the worst reading ever. It was like, because you were giving your power away and you were letting somebody, I had set it up where I was hinged on what they were going to tell me. And so when you go to a reader, yes, that's great. As readers, we look at the energy that's playing out right now, but guess what? You have more than one timeline. And so when you're looking at stuff and you want futuristic information, it can all change. Matter of fact, scientifically, it's been proven that once you look at it, it changes. So whatever it is you're looking at with that reader, it's going to change because you looked at it. Now, sometimes that's a good thing. It's like you hear, like me, I've heard a bunch of stuff I didn't like. It's like, change
Change
it, change it.
it.
Oh, so, but yeah, it's really interesting how our minds work, right? Like, we get this information and then we're creating from what we're filtering through ourselves. But also, as a reader, we're using our filters to give you information. So, if I'm reading one of you guys and you're just sitting there like, it's because maybe I had an experience like that and I have an opinion about it and I can't move it out of the way to bring you your information. So it's coming out in that format. So we just have to use our discernment, use our trust ourselves. Did that feel right? Did it resonate? Not all of it will. I heard one time, they do a lot of studies with people who do psychic things. And I heard one time that the best readers are only 80% right. So it's all about interpretation and how they're delivering it. So another reason to just, be careful when you're listening to other people. Just take what's right for you. But except for that, you take 100% of what I just said there, just word for word. Take my word for it. No.
I think the biggest thing, I mean, yeah, discernment, 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 but I love that the trust yourself. You do have your own answers, and it's just, I mean, we get them all the time, but we don't trust ourselves to believe them, to act on them, but that, like I said, it's taking that power back. You have your answers.
Which brings us into QHHT.
Yes. I was just going to say, and we have ways to help you to see that you have your own answers. Segue.
Into QHHT. All right, should we check in with Tiffany? I see a bunch of writing in here, but I don't know if they're just chatting.
We have some questions now. I'm actually going to start with Team Ginger because she followed directions and put hearts around my name. So,
And
to those of you out there, when you follow directions, Tiffany likes that.
love
it.
The question is, since we plan our lives in advance, are there people who actually plan to be the bad guys, psychopaths, etc.? If so, what about karma they create?
Excellent question, Marilyn. I'm going to let you take this.
All right. We do plan. I don't believe we plan every little thing, but there are people who, I mean, we're all experiencing the bad side and the good side somewhere along the line, eh? And if you've been here a while, guaranteed you have. But it is chosen to experience that because on the other side of this realm, there is no polarity. So it's seen as experience. And so that person who, is just a really bad person and doing all these negative things, I mean, they are working according to their plan, according to what they want to experience. But they do have choice. I will add that in there. We always have choice because we have free will, eh? And that kind of throws a monkey wrench in it a little bit because we can make choices. So when someone is about to, let's say someone's going to steal a car and they're all set and they're ready to go and they see that car and that person's left the window open or whatever, they have a choice in that moment whether they're going to steal that car or if they're going to walk in the other direction. So, we still, at the end of the day, even though we have chosen to live a life like that, we still have, in that moment, we still have choice. And that's being huge growth if somebody, chooses against what they have planned in a moment like that, I would
Yeah,
say.
we could look at the other side of it, like, okay, if you are the one having your car stolen, this person's playing that role, is doing that. Maybe you wanted that experience for whatever reason to learn from something. And then that, I see it as that person is playing a role for you to, they volunteered to do that for you. Okay. They look like a bad guy. They look like something, but it's like, in that role they're playing, yeah, they kind of are, but you asked them to play that because you wanted to learn X, Y, and Z something. So
Yeah, it's
that's
so
how I see it.
intricate, okay? Yeah. So
Yeah,
intricate.
even the abusive households, it's like we have those stories come in and those kind of sessions come in, and why did I pick my parents? And it does, it comes back because you wanted to, well, you were helping them to experience being that kind of parent, and they were helping you to experience what you came in to experience, and it helped them to become the person that they are too. Like they wanted to learn how to overcome this, and they had a choice. They could either go down the drugs and alcohol and abuse train, or they could have overcome it and find their way into their awakening and that kind of stuff. And so it's, yeah, there's a lot of confirmation that that you picked that role. And
I
have you
mean,
guys
yeah.
ever had a lifetime? I'm going to add to this question. Have you guys ever remembered a lifetime where you played the role as somebody not so lovely?
Marilyn.
Oh yeah. And I was absolutely shocked. Absolutely shocked. The whole I was we were at Tamra's and we had done a face mask. So we had made a mask of our face and then we used clay, put it in there, and this lawyer, the old fashioned with the white thing and the wig kept coming up. And it's like, I didn't necessarily want to do him, but I did him. Tamra looks over and she says, "Oh, I remember him. He put me to death, guillotine." So I was just shocked, like, oh my God. So this was a role that I had played in life. So I did some, this is before QHHT. I think I went to a regressionist who, re well, I know I did my own regression, come to think of it, back to that life. And yeah, he was a nasty guy. He was, okay. One of the first regressions I did, yeah, I think I was sitting on the couch and my husband and daughter were cooking dinner in the next room. And I always do my own, when I do my own regressions, I go into a cave and I'm walking through a cave and I hear this click, 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 click. And I looked and I feel so proud and I look down, I've got these brand new boots and I'm feeling so proud. And in the same moment, I'm going, "Ooh, this guy is creepy." So there's this was the guy
Yeah.
that turned up. So yeah,
I
but
have follow-up questions to that too, so.
yeah, okay, yeah. So I did a fair bit of work around this guy, and he, the soul, I redeemed that life, you could say, because in another, this was in France during the time of the revolution, and so, and I was responsible for putting a lot of people to the guillotine, sending them to the guillotine, eh? And so, in another life, I don't know if it was the next life or what it was, I was also a lawyer who helped these people to get out of, wrong
So
when they're
common.
wrongly accused and that kind of a thing.
Yeah,
So
you had the
I
other side then. Yeah.
balance, yeah, I
Oh, cool.
balance it.
Okay.
But
Okay.
that doesn't, you still feel that. I mean, that was like a gut punch when
Right.
she
When you
said that.
see it, they are kind of a gut punch because you're not,
What
you're
did
expecting
you
to
think of
be the,
yourself as,
yeah, I'm a good
I'm
person,
nice.
so I was doing good things.
Yeah,
Now,
I'm not putting any,
this is
sending anyone to
important
jail.
though, because you got to feel what it was like to be that guy with all that power. Did it help you understand people that are in that position,
Oh,
say
yeah.
today? It's like, oh, I see. They really feel just in doing that, and they really feel like they're doing the right thing. Like you can feel that when you're in those lifetimes. It's like, oh, like they don't, they can't even comprehend that what they're doing is okay. But anyways,
Because
that was my experiences. Like it really helped me understand where people that are abusive or are in power and abuse it, that kind of thing, where how they feel. Like they can't comprehend that what they're doing is not okay. And so it doesn't excuse it, but it helps you understand it and realize that this is a pattern that has, we wanted to experience that because why? Because we're breaking all of these patterns now. We're, you know, we're evolving so that we could understand it. We had to experience it so that we can break those patterns now. Anyway, that was the way I saw it.
And taking responsibility for that, eh? Because when you look back, these people that do these things, well, they do them when you look back at their childhood, or maybe even further back into other lives, you can see how this is built up, and why you can understand why they're doing things. It's not an excuse. I mean, they still have that choice in that moment.
Yeah, definitely. But it is interesting because it gives you a little more insight. And so, yeah. So Julia, you didn't have any lifetimes as the bad guy that you can
Oh,
recall?
I did. That one that was the most recent one. I mean, he ended up being, he was unsavory. He wasn't guillotine kind of bad, but he was, not that bad, but he was, he got in with the crime, like the mob scene or whatever, and was doing, I think it had to do with drugs or something. I don't know, but he was passing codes and stuff. But then, and I just remember him. He was so, I don't know how he got into it. I don't know where all that came from, but he was so depressed. And I just remember he was very heavy. He had a heavy feel, like you're talking about that icky feel. It was just that I was like, I didn't like being feeling that body. It was just because he was so unhappy. He was just, and very heavy, heavy vibration, heavy, all of that. And so, and then like, but then he wanted out, but it's like, it was just like this end of the, it was just like he couldn't do anything. But I think he was so depressed. When you're that depressed, it's hard to make plans. It's hard to know a way out. So maybe that I was trying to think about that. It's like, what did I learn from that when you're saying, okay, the other parts? And it's like, maybe it's that when you're in that state of mind, you really can't, it's understanding that state of mind. Now, one thing that was cool, because you're talking about the childhood and things like that, was because that was one of the first lives I went back to when mom was first regressing me and stuff. And it was like, oh, very, he had a very traumatic death and everything. And every time I would go back and to that, it was like, always oh, that. I'm like, why am I here? I don't want this man. I don't like him. I don't, he stuck with me for quite a while. And the one of the last times I somebody else put me, when I go places, people, we do that, right? People, we put each other under a lot. So, we like to do that. And I was with some friends in England, and they were like, well, let's do a session and stuff. And they do, and I go back to that guy, and I'm like, and I'm sitting there going, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be with this guy. But what was really cool was it was earlier in his life when he was happy.
Oh,
And I was like, oh, that was a nice gift, actually, for me to see that this man actually was happy. I don't know what happened later. I don't know where he got, how he got to that point, but he was happy at one point. So that's the person I'm going to keep with me.
Yeah.
But like you're saying, as far as what I like, what lessons can we bring from that? What is it? We want the experience, but we want to learn from it too. So what am I, are we breaking patterns? Are we, I remember he had a thing. He lost, he, that could have been what happened. Ooh. He lost the woman he loved, and she was killed. And it was like, I can't love. I can never love. That gets taken away. So it was like, that could have been a big turning point for him. Anyway.
And when you were talking, at the end there where, you said he just felt so icky, it feels to me like he was trapped. There was just no way out. And when you're depressed, how can you find a way out? So it entrapment, yeah.
He was trapped, and he said, I'm not doing it. He was like, I'm quitting. And as you know the story, that's when he gets killed, because you're like, no, you can't get out. You're in too deep.
You really are trapped. So there's where a little discernment earlier
Oh,
on.
yes.
Way to full circle
Very
that.
good. Pay attention.
Whereas my guy, I don't think he discerned anything. He was
He was
just.
helping people get out of this life so that they could go on to something better. Maybe.
Sure.
Was he in the judgment process, or he was just the killing part?
No, he was in the judgment. So he was like in
Sentencing.
the law.
Okay.
He
Oh,
was
yeah. Okay.
a lawyer
So he
or a
would send
judge or
them to the
something.
guillotine. He wasn't the actual
No,
person.
he
Okay.
wasn't a no.
Yeah.
I have had a person who was the
Yeah, what do they call that person? I don't remember. The guillotiner.
Yeah, only with that person, it was with the sword. Oh, what the heck? Yeah,
Yeah.
executioner.
Executioner. Okay. That would be tough.
Well, didn't like his job, didn't want to do it, knew that it was wrong, but yeah,
Wow.
there again.
Yeah. Trapped in doing something you really don't want to
Yeah.
Yeah.
do.
Should we see if there's more
Okay, this
questions?
just got really heavy. Can we just
Yeah,
lighten it up? But yeah, that's, these people in our lives, their roles that they're playing. Oh, and you were asking about karma. I understand if it's a role that has been asked of them to play, there is no karma. Yeah, it's a role. So, I mean, these are all experiences. We're learning from every side. And anyway, what's your thought on karma anymore? I mean,
Well, for me, I used to do this workshop with people with the Angels of Karma. Diane Stein wrote a series of books, and so I would like pack a room, like people were laying everywhere, and I would read out. So I didn't read out all of them, but I would read out these releases. To all to do working with the angels of karma. And I will say, when I first started working with them, Tamara's the one who got me into this. When I first started working with them, they were very, when I saw them, they were very dour. I didn't see their head, their faces, and they were very like, oh, it's pointless to even get involved with this. There's nothing that can be done. They were very aloof. Okay. Well, so I did this over a number of years, and gradually they became more, they would, kind of give me the nudge, okay, it's time to do this now, And I remember the one morning, one of the last ones I did, I woke up and there was this cherub right here going, today's the day. So anyway, it was quite funny. So they really softened up when they saw that this was making a difference, because this was like this is the angels of karma. This is their job, karma. Okay, about 2007, I believe it was, because they'd be packed, people would be packed, all laying all over the floor with doing this, and it gradually kind of dwindled. And the last one that I did, I had two people come. And I did it because I normally would have done it at that time of the year, but they weren't, the angels of karma didn't ask me to do that one. And I thought, oh, maybe it's done,
Thank you. That's yes, because I was trying to remember when. I just remember, again, I was in England. It's interesting. I remember where I was, and I remember it was just this, all of a sudden they, because I was talking and somebody had asked about karma, and it was just like, karma's done. You just wiped it clean. Now you're on your own. You can do what you want. There is no more of that scorekeeping. It's none of that happening here. You are responsible. You are this and anything. And then I'd ask questions later, because it's like, well, people say they're still having karma. And they're like, no, that's habit. It's just everything still looks like it is. It's just you still on that treadmill of what you think is supposed to happen. But you are the one that's responsible. You're in charge.
Well,
And they showed me, it was like, I said, well, so how do we get off this wheel? And I said, you just step off of it. You're just still on it because that's what you've been doing for how long? Eons, and then
So
It's
how do
part
you
of the
feel
game.
about that journey now, about ourselves being in learning how to love ourselves is where it seems to be shifting. It's kind of like, okay, the karma's done, but you still got to heal all these wounds and do that piece is where I feel like that. And some people might interpret that as something karmic. If someone comes in their life and they're triggering those wounds for you, that might it might get translated that way. But
Well, that's where I come back and say that's it's you're responsible. That's where you got to look at, you're the one attracting, you're the one doing it, because you're the creator of everything, and we can handle that now. We couldn't have handled that back, then. No, that was such a no, there's no way we could handle that. Now we can handle that.
It's looking good out there.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking at our time, and maybe we should get one more question in. I can't
Okay.
believe how fast this is going.
Do we ring her bell? There's
Yes.
Well, since we've been talking about QHHT, someone asked, Carol asked, what's your most interesting QHHT session recently?
Me?
Yes.
I haven't had too many that have been. I've had, we're slogging it out, really. People that are coming now are really, it's like, okay, it's do or die. Okay, this is the last little bit of whatever they need to heal. And so I haven't had any really nice ET ones or anything like I used to get. So,
No, but it's
we're
what you consider to be
talking
ex well,
about
maybe
it.
that's what you consider to be exciting. But they didn't say, they didn't indicate. So it's like
Well, one thing I did get wasn't this past summer, but the summer before, I got two people in a row, almost a row, who went to the void, and then really, I don't remember too much about the first person, but the second person, she was in the void, and then she was, and where she said it was very neutral. And then she was moved into a place of where there was light and love. And she says the people there were so happy and they were so excited. And she said it's like a holding place.
Oh.
And they were waiting there to incarnate on the earth. And so this kind of, I remembered the other one. And so I'm like asking questions. Okay, who created this, the light and love? Well, the void created it. So it, and it, you know, I asked more questions, like I, because I wanted to know, like, who created the void? They won't tell me. Darn. And I've asked them so many times, they won't tell me because they said it would create fear. And I'm like, yeah, I said, well, I tried. I said, well, I don't have any fear.
Did they
Tell me.
go?
No, but yeah, but there is something that created the void. So yeah, I re that for me really got me going for quite a while. And I was able to ask in a couple of other sessions a little bit more, but they won't tell me. But it was kind of interesting. And I asked, why did they create the place of light and love, which we would think of as heaven, I guess. Why did they create that then? And it was to give the people who were incarnating on earth a remembrance of, because the earth is so difficult, a remembrance of light and love and something good. Yeah, isn't that beautiful? Yeah.
So it's kind of
So
like you
very
can't
cool.
have it, but you can imagine that.
Yeah. You can aspire while here, you can aspire. And yeah, I can see why they would do that, because isn't that what we are aspiring to now? You know, the
Yeah, you're
pendulum
gonna
shifting.
want that, but the way to get there is to do make
You
good
have
choices.
and you have to do it. Yeah. Good one.
And
Yeah.
now we are full circle with religion and Noah.
How about you, Tracy? What's
I had an interesting thing happen I mean, nothing real jaw-dropping or anything, but I had two people in a row have almost the identical past life where they went in, they saw a battlefield. They were standing on the side of the battlefield, and I only have to tell the story once because it was almost word for word the same.
Wow.
And, so I'm asking, why are you on the side of the battlefield? Oh, I'm a medic and I'm in a uniform. What does that uniform look like? Blue uniform, Civil War. They're a medic and they're looking at this battlefield after the battle and just thinking, what a waste, what a tragedy. And for what, and then one of them evolved that a little bit more and got into the life more futuristically into the life. And I think the other one found their end of life quite quickly. But they both had that same exact, like almost word for word description of the battlefield, and they were both medics. And it was like, that's really
Interesting.
interesting. So then I'm like, do I clear my room better, or did they pick up on the other person's energy? It was like a whole thing in my
Yeah,
head.
that's a whole other thing. How about we do that one next week? How about we talk about where that one went? Get our 2 minute warning.
It was really interesting. So yeah, I just thought that was interesting that just so close together, I had to have almost word for word the same
That's pretty
thing.
cool.
So it was really interesting.
Yeah.
And we're
Yeah,
out of
very
time.
cool.
So we'll let you wrap
Marilyn,
it
thank
up.
you so much for being here with us. Can you
Thank
tell
you.
everybody how they can find you if they'd like to come see you?
They
Book a
could find
session.
me at my new website is marilyndyke.com. So very simple.
Very
And
simple.
yeah, and they can find me there and contact me through that website. Yeah.
Fantastic. And then Tracy.
Well, both Marilyn and I are on QHHTOfficial.com. Find a practitioner. I'm used to this, Marilyn. And also TracyMahan.com. And real quick, Julia, how do they become a practitioner? Find a practitioner, find a retreat, reunion, whatever. Whatever.
QHHTOfficial.com. Everything you need, QHHT.
All right.
So,
Oh, and
love
thank you,
y'all. Thank
Tiffany.
you. Thank you, Tiffany. And thank you, everybody, for being here and shining your light.
Wonderful. Thank
We
you,
love
Donna.
you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.